Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Tilak Varma scored an unbeaten 69 to steer India to a 5-wicket victory over arch rivals Pakistan, clinching the Asia Cup for the 9th time at the Dubai International Stadium.
And bang! It's over. It's India who win the Asia Cup for the 9th time. It's been a thrilling final.
Chasing a total of 147 runs set by Pakistan, India lost 3 quick wickets for just 20 runs. Thereafter, Tilak and Sanju Samson's partnership steadied the Indian innings, with Sanju Samson scoring 24 runs. A report.
India won the toss and elected to field first, with Pakistan openers Shaib Sida Farhan and Farkar Zaman providing a solid foundation with an 84-run partnership in 9 overs before being separated. However, Pakistan's innings faltered thereafter, eventually being bowled out for 146 runs in the last over, setting a modest target of 147 runs for the victory. India's chase began with the loss of early wickets, slumping to 24-3 within the 4th over as Pakistan's bowlers led by Fahim Ashraf struck repeatedly. Sanju Samson joined Tilak Varma to forge a crucial 57-run partnership that reignited Indian hopes in the 13th over. However, Sanju Samson was dismissed. Shivam Dubey's arrival marked the turning point as he partnered with Tilak Varma to score 28 runs off the 15th and the 16th overs, reducing the equation to 36 runs from the final 4 overs. Tilak Varma remaining unbeaten at 69 from just 53 balls, stealing the Asia Cup in style in a last over 6 and guiding India home with 2 balls remaining. This is India's record-extending 9th victory at the Asia Cup. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated Team India on winning the Asia Cup cricket tournament in Dubai and wished for its sustained glory in the future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has likened the India-Pakistan final in the Asia Cup to Operation Sindoor and said the outcome remained the same and India won. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wrote, Operation Sindoor on the games field, outcome is the same. India wins. Congrats to our cricketers. Meanwhile, the Board of Control for Cricket in India also celebrated India's emphatic 5-wicket victory over Pakistan in the Asia Cup final in Dubai, calling it a powerful statement on and off the field. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the new Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg today. The inauguration coincides with the Navratri celebrations. Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdeva said that the new office is not just a workplace, but a center of values where the culture and spirit of the party are nurtured among workers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated the road to making the country self-reliant lies only through buying Swadeshi. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister urged people to celebrate the upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantra. He called upon the people to make the resolve of buying products that are produced in the country. Mr. Modi also emphasized that cleanliness during the festive season should not be limited to homes, but also extended to streets, neighborhoods, markets, and villages. Referring to Gandhi Jayanti to be celebrated on the 2nd of October, Prime Minister Modi said, Mahatma Gandhi always emphasized on the adoption of Swadeshi and Khadi was the most prominent among them. He stated that during the last 11 years, the country's attraction towards Khadi has increased significantly. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will dedicate 7 trains to Bihar from Patna Junction today. Of them, 3 are Amrit Bharat Express trains and 4 passenger trains. For this launch, Mr. Vaishnav will join the program via video conferencing. The Ministry of Railways in a statement said that these 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains will connect Muzaffarpur to Charlapalli, Darbhanga to Madar Junction and Chapra to Anant Vihar Terminal. And the Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced the deployment of central observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar and by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies across various states. And that is the end of this news bulletin.